Getting a flu shot is one of the most important things you can do to stay healthy this year. Flu shots are available and free to University of Alabama students at sites across campus and at the UA Student Health Center and Pharmacy. Check out our schedule at cchs.ua.edu/flu shot. Call 205-348-6262 for a flu shot appointment at the Student Health Center, or walk up Monday through Friday from 4 to 4:45 p.m.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone, and I feel so lame every time I do this at the beginning of a month, but I'm like, oh, it's March.
It is March, and I have my first bug bite to prove it, because as we came in, I was like, man, I think I got bit by a mosquito, because they are, like, alive and cracking.
Yes, they are. The weather recently has been weird, okay, because... Well, obviously, like, everything happening in Alabama. But then there was, like, snow blizzards in California.
What?
Yes, I saw a video. I think it was in Pasadena. There was this, like, family trying to figure out how to get their car out of the snow. It was weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I've kind of taken a back seat to anything national news. I'm just going to say I'm purging. So if it's not local news, I don't know what's going on.
That's fair.
Ignorance is bliss, right?
Yes. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I was like, what are we going to talk about in this first, you know, little, like, intro segment that we normally do? Because, you know, we kind of go in weird directions.
Yes.
But on the drive over to the studio, I had this epiphany, and I was like, I'm going to talk to Whitney about this because we're the same age. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if your high school has already coordinated this, but I remembered that I had not bought tickets yet for my 20-year high school reunion.
See, here's...
It's happening in June, and I have all the feelings, and I don't know. And then I asked Terry a couple weeks ago if he wanted to go with me, and he said no. So for any
of
my...
Do you want me to go with you?
Maybe.
Ooh, that would really throw everyone for a loop.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. But, okay, so what are your thoughts?
Well, here's
all
the thing.
This?
I didn't go to my 10-year, and then I don't think we have, like, a 15-year.
Yeah.
But see, I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah,
and so everything... Now, I do have friends that would probably text me and be like, hey, are you going to go? You should probably do this. I'd be like, you know, I don't know. I would maybe go to 20 year. I think 20 years kind of cool. I think 10 years is like that moment where either, you know, you've made it big or you haven't. I don't know. That's how I think about it. It's like a movie. But like 20 year, we're all kind of at the same point where we're like, we're just getting through life at this point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I feel like 20 year, I would maybe go to that.
Okay.
I would maybe go to that. But I'm not on Facebook, so I'm not going to know if it happens.
Well, see, and the thing is, like, social media kind of ruins it because there's no surprise of what anybody's up to because I can't have I can't have this, like, Romeo and Michelle high school reunion moment where, you know, I make something up that I'm doing. They're like, actually, no, I saw on Facebook that you're doing XYZ instead.
Yes.
I thought about that. And, you know, you and I were both married to our older men.
Yeah.
And my older man had his 25-year reunion. Maybe it was last year. I can't remember. He did not go to that.
He didn't.
He was his class president. He didn't even go. Did not coordinate
That's
it. None of the things.
See, I don't know. Why talk about that? I mean, we're not really into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I would go to 20.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and we went to high school together... Send me a text.
And I'm okay if my husband doesn't go. I'd love for him to go because I just want to be like, look at my
handsome
man. But then I don't want him standing there having to listen to me talk about lame things
I don't remember much really about high school.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's been so far away, like long ago, that I remember more about college, I think. But sure, I'd go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if I'd recognize people, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. No, I think just the whole, like, 20 years sounds really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also hear about, like, different movie anniversaries that I don't consider to be old movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of, like, some different ones.
I feel like American Pie is one of those, like, of course, that was a little bit before our time, like, I think. But I feel like it's one of those classic movies that you watch when you're, like, in high school because Jason loves that movie. That's, like, one of his favorite movies. Yes, he's such a, yeah. Anyway, I don't know about Terry, but Terry might keep it a little cleaner with the movies that he watches. I don't know.
Anyway,
what a great show.
Yes. Okay. So we're not talking about teenage raunchy comedies today.
Right.
Nor anything else related, high school wives or whatnot. But we do have a great show for you today.
Yeah, we do.
March is always a big significance when it comes to our show programming. And I'm just going to tease y'all for a second because we've got to take a break. And then when we come back, we will introduce our guests, introduce our topic, all the things. But y'all, you're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and I got Sheena cracking up, and it's great. I love it. It's really funny when you laugh.
Well, you know, and that makes me nervous because I've listened to us a couple of times through the podcast and live radio where I'm laughing and I'm like, ooh, that just does not sound the prettiest, but that's okay.
But at least you're not like me. I do like a Beavis and Butthead laugh where I literally go, have you ever noticed I do that? I go, so anyway, and just to put that out there, just keep everybody on their toes, but.
Yes. Okay. So we got our giggles out. We'll probably be laughing some more.
Sure.
But we're talking about serious things. So serious thing coming up. So March is National Nutrition Month.
Yeah.
So for me as a dietitian, that's always kind of my bread and butter in terms of programming, all the things. I'm kind of off of this high of Body Appreciation Week / National Eating Disorders
Which
Awareness Week.
Which was great,
week.
By the way.
Thank you.
I mean, you did a great job. I enjoyed teaching yoga to our small but mighty group of at Gorgas Library. It's always fun to do yoga. And Gorgas.
It was fabulous. Yeah. No, the programming was good. Like, we had a lot of different things going on. And one of the bigger events that we had, it was sponsored by University Programs and the Counseling Center. And it was this self-care event at the Student Center. We had, over the course of 4 hours, over 300 students that stopped
that's
by
awesome.
And did the stations
that's
and all
so
the
cool.
things. So that's always fun. So I appreciated that. But now we're in Nutrition Month. And so we wanted to make sure that we brought on a nutrition-specific guest today. And, you know, Whitney and I, if you've been listening to us this semester, you may have noticed it also in the fall, we've been doing a little less guests on the show.
Yeah.
We've been very strategic with it. So when we are bringing guests, we're very intentional with it. And we also really like to have student guests with us.
Right.
And so one of the things that I wanted to do today was bring on one of the nutrition students who is currently in rotation with me, Mr. Dalton Hall. Dalton, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Dalton, you know, what we always do for all of our guests, we kind of use this time frame to ask, who is Dalton? Like, tell us.
Who is Dalton?
Yeah, like, where are you from? Why'd you pick nutrition? Like, let's just start with the basics that you want us to know.
Okay, so my name is Dalton Hall, like Sheena said. I'm from Athens, Alabama, so it's about 30 minutes south of Tennessee, but also 30 minutes north of Huntsville. Mm-hmm. So it's about 2.5 hours away from Tuscaloosa. My major is nutrition, and I have a minor in psychology.
Cool.
Because I thought that was super interesting, but then my very first class in college, she told me, don't ever get a bachelor's in psychology because you'll never get a job.
So great. You're like, awesome.
Yeah.
What a pep talk.
Yeah.
And some of the things I like to do, I like to work out a lot. I like to go to the steam room. I go to the sauna all the time when
I can. At the rec center?
I used to, but
too
the
crowded?
Apartment I have has one. Yeah,
well,
so
I don't know if I can ask you what apartment. I don't. Well, we won't. But like, I'm kind of curious. We'll talk during the break. But well, okay, very cool.
Well, to kind of go off that, I'm moving to Wisconsin in a few months, and so I'm trying to look at apartments that have a sauna.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how much I love going to the sauna, and I'm trying to make sure it's all connected because you know I'm not trying to go in between where I live and the sauna, and it'd be like 12 degrees outside.
Yeah,
that's
no.
very smart.
This is true. true. Well, you know, and now Whitney, I saw your face kind of perk up when he mentioned Athens, because yeah. like just thinking. So Whitney is also from the 256 as
I
well.
I am. Oh, I'm from nice. Huntsville. Yeah, my sister-in-law lives in Athens. I go up there all the time. But like, are you born and raised in Athens?
That's a good question, because sometimes I run into people on campus and they're from Athens, like for real,
Yeah.
And I'm not for real from Athens.
No, I was gonna say, what's this accent I hear?
So, well, I mean, I am born here.
You're from Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a little like, I don't even know how to place it, but you got a little like,
there's some like, regional like
Jersey-ish, possibly New York-ish type of feel. Yeah,
I've heard of a bunch of northern places that people think I'm from. But one time I was at the dining hall here, and someone did say they thought I was from Australia.
Okay, that's.
I think they had, my roommate is from the UK. So I don't think he was there, but something was going on. I was like, there's no way you thought I was from Australia.
You do not have a southern accent at all. I will say that. You don't really, you don't have an Australian accent. It's kind of like Jim Carrey and I put another shrimp on the barbie. That's like what I feel like. There was like a miscommunication there. But anyway, yeah, you don't have a southern accent. Anyway, okay, so from Athens, but you're moving to Wisconsin. That's crazy. Are you going to grad school or are you just changing up things?
I just got a job before the fall semester, so it was nice going into my senior year. And having to worry about what I'm doing after I graduate.
Yeah, he has like a dream scenario. I don't even exactly. Yeah. You told me what you were doing, and then honestly, I kind of zoned out in the office. So I need you to tell me and our listeners again.
So it's with this company called Epic, and I hope no one that works at Epic is going to hear this. I always preface this by saying it doesn't sound like the most exciting job. So it's a company that provides healthcare software. They apparently provide it for like 75% of the country. So it's like a little bit over like 200 million people use the software. So
that's cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. I mean, you're graduating and you're set. So, I mean, what more could you ask for? And you're moving to Wisconsin where they have cheese.
Yes.
And I'm worried about their accents because I've heard it a few times on shows where I hear their accents and I start making fun of it, and then I'm like, I'm going to be surrounded by people with these real accents.
I had a coworker and she was from Wisconsin and she had that heavy accent, very loud. It was kind of funny. It was almost like how people kind of like, you know, northerners will make fun of like someone with a southern accent. That's how like I viewed it in my head with the her accent. I was like, man, this, I'm just being so stereotypical right now. But it was kind of funny. But yeah, okay, so you like to work out. What do you do to work out? Like what are you into?
Just normal weightlifting. I have this kind of philosophy where I do things that are fun.
Okay.
So I'm not like on any sort of program.
Love it.
But I also make sure to keep a healthy balance with still challenging myself. Like I'm not doing things that make me not want to go to the gym, or like this next set is gonna make me want to leave like super bad. So the second I stop enjoying myself, I'm gone.
I feel like more people could adopt that type of, you know, workout or, you know, philosophy, because I feel like sometimes, at least because I'm in the fitness world, people get so burned out because they make it such an obligation that they have to go do this thing, when really it should be something that's enjoyable physical activity. So I like that.
I like that a lot. And I know, Dalton, you mentioned your minor being in psychology and then kind of getting that feedback about, you know, don't get your bachelor's in psychology. So what exactly made you choose nutrition or got you interested in that or discovered that that could even be a major?
So I came from a community college, and so I knew I was going to come to Alabama, but I had no idea for what. And so I was lucky and I got a full tuition scholarship. So, because at that time I was also thinking about like, do I even want to keep going to college? I kind of want to start like just traveling and just having fun in life. And so I was like, well, I got to make use of this scholarship. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to
smart guy
choose a major or a degree that you have to go to college for. Because like business is interesting, advertising, marketing, stuff like that's interesting. But people can get into it, you know, like without a degree. So I wanted something that is blocked.
Yeah,
by
like
the degree.
It's college degree specific. Yeah.
And you always have to eat. So it doesn't matter what I do, because I have a bunch of different goals of life. I think I'm going to bounce around. I don't think I'm going to do anything for a long time. And so I wanted something that wasn't going to be, you know, I don't want to use the word, but I guess useless. Because like if you go to different fields and your degree doesn't really apply anymore, it's kind of like, what's it here for? So like I said, you got to eat, and everyone's got to eat.
That's right. You chose something that's relevant. And, you know, I keep looking at the time of the segment because I have all these questions for you. And so one question I do want to ask before we do go on a break, you know, being a nutrition major – has that shaped your own personal eating habits? Like, I don't know if, like, from the get-go, you've always been, like, a certain style of eater and it's continued to be the same, or if your eating has really evolved as you've gotten this nutrition knowledge from, like, the classroom setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's changed things. One major thing I do now with, I've never been a person that eats breakfast, so instead mm-hmm. of skipping breakfast now, I just only eat fruit. So it's really easy to just get that in. And okay. I usually work out early in the morning, too, so it's really easy to digest and it's real light. And I know this will sound like it's not a big deal, but I eat vegetables now. Like,
so that's a major deal.
Yeah. I've been living with my roommate for 3 years, and last week he saw me cutting up a cucumber and was like, I've never seen you do this in 3 years. So
wow.
Now I make sure I actually okay. check out the produce section.
So you like? So you didn't eat vegetables before?
It was more of like I'd get a can of green beans and heat them up. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't buy anything fresh.
Anything fresh, yeah.
Well, I like that you have that perspective. I know that the job you're going into in Wisconsin isn't necessarily something where you're going to be doing this, you know, one-on-one nutrition counseling or whatever else, or at least not right now. But I think you coming from a place of like, hey, mm-hmm. I've been a picky eater before, but I saw the light,
yeah.
you know, found a way to strategically incorporate produce. Like, that goes a long way, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, you know, patients are looking for some type of commonality with their practitioner, mm-hmm. feeling like the practitioner really understands where they're coming from, so you can speak to that. Mm-hmm. But I have all these questions. I'm sure Whitney has, like, all of these questions that are bubbling up, too. But, y'all, we got to take a break. Go grab a sip of water. Run to the restroom. Yes, a cucumber. Very hydrating, like 99% water. All the things. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied on 90.7 The Capstone, and we're talking about food, which I enjoy talking about because fitness, you know, that's what I do. I get kind of bored sometimes, so that's all I do. So I love it when we have the nutrition talks because I always learn something, and I love to eat. It's just fun. And
yeah.
It keeps you alive.
And when we bring students on, I feel like, I don't know, we just kind of take some of your youth mm-hmm. and energy and,
we need
you
it.
Know, non-jadedness about life. And, you know, we take all of that. But, you know, Dalton, before the break, you shared a lot about yourself, hometown, what got you in the nutrition major. Mm-hmm. You were trying to capitalize on a scholarship.
Yeah.
Very good business decision, all of the things. And then also how you kind of got enlightened by vegetables. Mm-hmm. So that's a great segue, kind of thinking about this segment in particular, because, you know, one of the things we wanted to focus on was really, you know, one first question I want to ask is, why do you feel like healthy eating or eating healthy feels so complicated for college students these days? Just in your opinion as a nutrition major and a college student.
Well, I think over time it's gotten better. So I think in the past few years it's definitely a lot easier. So mm-hmm. people are emphasizing on providing healthy snacks all the time. But one reason I can think of why it's so complicated is just the typical, we're just always packed with stuff to do. So mm-hmm. like, even with those psychology classes, I have class from 9 to 4. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to get something for lunch when I have class, like mm-hmm. before that and after that? I have 15 minutes and it's a 14-minute walk to my next class.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to kind of pack things and just do what I can. And then also sometimes me and my girlfriend will go mm-hmm. to yoga classes at the rec.
Cool.
So then that's like another thing where I'm like, all right, I got out of class at 4, but then there's yoga at 5:30. So then I'm real hungry. So how am I going to cook a meal between this time?
Yeah.
And then how am I going to do yoga if I'm so hungry?
Uh-huh.
And so it's yeah. all about like just having things prepped and just there's just so much that goes into it.
Yeah. Now, I think from your answer, I know what this answer is, but are you the type of person that likes to primarily prepare your own meals, or do you rely often on like convenience items out mm-hmm. and about because your schedule is so busy?
I usually prep my own stuff. So I don't go the hardcore like meal prep like 7 days or something. But like when I cook dinner, I cook enough to where I know I'm going to have like 3 or 4 servings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also get hungry again pretty quick, so I usually eat dinner and then kind of eat it again about 3 hours later.
Yeah.
And then lunch the next day.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I like that because I think, you know, for students that are like you, that can make this a little bit easier because they do have that preference to make things on their own. They're going to be a little bit more proactive. But we also know, like, a good majority of our students that aren't that way, and then they are having to rely on those convenience items. And I feel like something about the healthy convenience items, they're there, but not always so obviously, I think. And especially if we're not being responsible with our hunger and we're kind of in hangry mode, those impulsive choices end up erring on the side of, you know, kind of picking with our eyes versus our stomach or whatever else. I don't know. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, you being in college and, you know, going to a yoga class, going to regular class, working out, doing all these things. Like, what's your go-to thing? I totally just, like, like disregarded what you just said. In my head, I was like, I just decided I wanted to ask this question. But, like, what do you like to cook? Like, what are your go-to meals to cook to, like, kind of help you stay sustainable? And, you know, I mean, do you have, like, a favorite thing?
I do. It's not the healthiest thing, though.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, sometimes,
so,
you know.
It's my favorite thing is tater tot casserole. Oh, I learned that from my
mom.
Could
you do veggie tots?
No, I could not. I'm sorry.
So we don't go that far with the veggies.
Okay, I need to know what goes in your tater tot casserole.
Right.
I feel like I have seen, like, videos and reels of people making these things. So what's in your tater tot casserole?
So I keep mine real simple. That's why it's my favorite meal as a college student.
Okay.
I just cook some ground beef and then mix it with some cream of celery.
Okay.
And just coat it with a layer of shredded cheese, whatever flavor you want. And then just some tater tots.
Okay.
And then it's just in the oven for 35 minutes. So, it's again, it's perfect as a college student because it's really easy. It's really fast.
Yeah.
When I tracked it, I think it's around 2,000 calories and like 80 grams of protein.
Okay.
And then while it's cooking 35 minutes in the oven, I have time to go take a shower. So
everything
is very measured
out. I like that.
I feel like you're the realest nutrition student we've had on. And I will say that we predominantly had females because a lot of times I feel like the personality of some of our female nutrition students, it's been, oh, I make this like perfect salad in the mason jar.
Right,
and it's like packed and ready to go. And then these overnight oats.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I think also, too, you know, what I'm hearing from your answer is that convenience, you're thinking about time, it's probably cost effective as well. So I think those are all wins. And when we think about being practical in our nutrition, you're hitting all those components, you know.
Did you find that? Well, no, you said your mom used to do that for you guys. So is that on social media? Is that like a thing too? Cause like where people make these casseroles that are like super easy? Cause I know casseroles like in the South, that's just what we do. It's like we just throw stuff in, pop in the oven, like, oh, you got a meal. And then it's like done. But like, are there like casserole recipes right now, like trending on the social medias?
I'm not on the TikTok. But then I hear people say like, oh, I just made like that TikTok spaghetti last night. And I'm like, I don't know what makes a spaghetti a TikTok spaghetti.
What's trending right now?
I don't know if it's the TikTok spaghetti, but there's some Gigi Hadid like vodka pasta something.
Okay.
that was blowing through TikTok.
Interesting.
And everybody that I know that has tried it says it's amazing.
Really?
Okay.
But I have to figure out what that is because I love pasta, and if it's the vodka cream sauce, I really do love it. It's not like the best sauce for you, but it's pretty tasty.
And I've seen another one where you put it all in a baking dish and then it's like little grape tomatoes and the feta. Blocks of feta.
That's good.
And
I made
the
that.
Noodles. Was it good?
It's very good.
Okay. Well,
the only thing about it is feta is so salty. You don't have to salt it. Like literally you get your tomatoes, you put your block of feta in, you do like garlic and whatever spices, usually like Italian spices. You don't need any salt. And then once it's done, you mix it up and then you put your, it's really, really, really good.
Okay.
Like once you mix it up, you make your noodles, you pop the noodles in, mix it up, put in the oven for a little bit longer. And I've made that before, and that's kind of, so like, I'm a vegetarian. My husband eats meat. He's eating more vegetarian food now because, like, we're just there, okay? So it's happening. But that was one recipe that I had that I found that someone shared with me from social media, and they were like, this is great, and you can get, you know, some tomatoes in there. And it's a little bit more, I guess, a healthier-ish version of, I don't know, some kind of pasta dish because it's not from the jar with all the extra sugars. So that was kind of nice.
Well, I mean, I think just based on what we're talking about, you know, this is on point with what we were trying to focus on, because one of the other questions that we wanted to talk about or topics in general was just that role of social media and the media in general when it's been coming to food and nutrition information. And I feel like with cable channels like Food Network mm-hmm. and all the cooking competition shows.
Those are fun.
Yes. It's made food like very
cool
yeah. and trendy. Mm-hmm. And then I hate the phrase like food porn. Like that yeah. drives me insane. Yeah. But you know, like that's a thing. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Just all the things.
It is a lot cooler now to like cook. And like even guys, because like a lot of times like it was always like, oh, you know, girls mostly cook. But now like there's a lot of like male representation in Food Network and cooking. I think it's cool that you cook things and it's just like you got to make food.
Yeah. Do you and your girlfriend cook together?
We do. It's awesome because I take the meat portion of the meal, which I like to do, and she takes the dicing of vegetables and stuff, which I don't like to do. Yeah. I was just about to say, I'm still trying to venture into, if I see a recipe that says dice this or slice this up, that I don't keep scrolling. Because usually I'm not going to mess with it. When we get to like 5, 6, 7 ingredients, I'm like, all right, we're going too in-depth for me.
Yeah. I did buy a mandolin, like one of the slicers.
Did you?
I've used it once.
I have a former coworker. Do you remember Walter Colas? Mm-hmm. His wife, she recently chopped part of her finger with a mandolin.
See, I don't use it. It makes me nervous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
So they're living in Atlantis. I don't know if they listen to the show.
Sorry.
They could listen to the podcast. But sorry, Jessica. But yes. So, but I feel like it would be so helpful. Okay. Dalton, I'm going to get back on task. You know, so thinking about just your experience and, you know, knowing that there are some obstacles to eating healthy. What would be your elevator pitch to another student just to kind of get them started on like, dude, I just want to start eating healthier. Like, how do I start? Mm-hmm. Like, what would kind of be like your number one piece of advice?
So some of the things I tell friends is that, of course, get the fruits and vegetables. But one of the main things to keep in mind with that is the more colors, the better. Mm-hmm. Like one thing or in addition to that, as I also tell them, if you're going to focus on any one thing, I would say like green leafy vegetables are really good because a lot of research has shown that like stuff like spinach and kale and lettuce have a lot of good effects like for your brain and stuff. And I also tell them to actually measure it out. Like it's one thing to look at it and think that's a cup, but when you really put a cup of vegetables on your plate, like you don't have room for a whole lot else. And you're supposed to be having like 3 or 4 servings of that and fruit a day. And so, like, really just having to be able to visualize that. It's a lot more food than you think.
Yeah. No, yeah, bringing that awareness. I really like that because I think, you know, we do kind of eyeball portion sizes and then they could be totally off base. And so those are
great.
I couldn't do better with those recommendations. So thank you. But now it's time for a break. So you're listening to Fit to Be Tied and we will catch you on the flip side.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and we have our new friend Dalton here, who is a student, a senior, actually, who already has a job, and graduation hasn't even hit, so...
He's ahead of the game.
He's ahead of the game. But we're talking about nutrition and just being a student in that field. And you really enlightened us on some of the things you like to cook and your outlook and your views on nutrition. And so I know on our little cheat sheet here, we have that obviously we are celebrating National Nutrition Month. And the theme, guys, this is cool, fuel up for the future.
Yes. So I thought at this point I would give our listeners a little historical perspective about National Nutrition Month. Y'all know how I like to, or at least Whitney knows how I like to kind of kill some trees by printing all the things. And so I did not realize this, but this is the 50-year anniversary of the celebration of National Nutrition Month. Mm-hmm. And really, it's an annual campaign that was created in 1973 by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, really just to raise awareness about healthy eating habits, but also to make mention of physical activity habits, too, because even the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics realizes that we want those things to go hand in hand in terms of the eating and the physical activity. And so, like you said, Whitney, this year's theme is Fuel for the Future. I was telling our nutrition students last week, including Dalton, that when I first heard about this theme, Fuel for the Future, I honestly was thinking of like performance nutrition stuff. Like I was thinking of like exercise nutrition, like all the things. But it's actually with a message of sustainability for like the planet and, you know, thinking about global warming and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, like, oh, this is a little like more cerebral than I was thinking.
My first thought was Elon Musk when you said fuel for the future. I was like, okay, Elon, what are you doing now?
Yeah, like, oh, I see where you got your foot in this time. But
that's cool though. I like that.
But yes, so we were preparing for today's show, I wanted to print off notes for everyone, and I was looking at the Academy's website about kind of what they're focused themes are for each week, and I noticed that one of the first things they wanted to kick off within March was a message of eating with the environment in mind. So thinking about more plant-based meals and snacks, you know, thinking about purchasing things with minimal packaging. So I just kind of wanted to open that up to y'all. Like, do you feel like that is part of y'all's thought process when you think about food choices or grocery shopping or whatever else? I'm just going to kind of open the floor to that.
I will say, as a college student, I will be honest, it is not on the forefront of my mind. Choosing things that might cost more, or I'm having to search harder to get to, might have to travel further. That's not on the top of my priority list when I'm going to the grocery store.
That's fair, though, because I don't think it was for me either. And, like, I don't think it still is for me now. But one thing that stuck out on this little week one, Eat with the Environment in Mind, is because we're having so many issues with, like, not being able to get certain things into stores, and there's just things going on with the economy, I really like the idea of, like, growing my own food, especially being vegetarian. It's like, that's one thing I'm going to do this summer is try, I've done it before, but I didn't sustain it, but try to grow things that I eat often so I don't have to go get it from the grocery store, so that I can control what's actually the pesticides are going on it. Because I'll try to buy organic, but there's sometimes it just costs more. And so I choose what organically I'm going to buy, like an avocado. Nah, probably not. But like grapes. Yeah, probably. So I like that idea, but I do think, I mean, it is really hard, even for, like, non-college students. Like me, I go to the grocery store, and things are so expensive right now. We don't get fed a whole lot, you know, and I'm just saying, and we go, we want to try to eat healthy. It's really hard to pick foods that, if I go to the store and actually buy what I wanted to eat, I'd be at Whole Foods, like, every day, and I'd be spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but I can't do that.
One thing that you mentioned, Whitney, with just kind of acknowledging the fact that organic can be so much more expensive. One of the big tips that I often will tell students or other clients that I have is, if you are interested in buying produce that is utilizing organic practices, go to the farmer's market and actually have conversations with the farmers about their use of pesticides, because the process to become recognized by the USDA as an organic farm can be very expensive. So for your smaller, like, mom and pop establishments, they may be doing organic practices. They just can't necessarily sustain having that title.
That's interesting.
So they might say, well, actually, we do the same thing that such and such a couple stalls down does that's organic, but we just have chosen not to get that labeling. But these are our farming practices. So that's, you know, a little hashtag pro tip in there. But you're right. You know, a lot of things are expensive right now. On my way to the studio, my husband was like, Sheena, I don't know when it's going to start, but soon enough, I need to start growing our own tomatoes. He's like, I think it needs to happen. And I was like, okay, cool.
All right. So, all right,
I was like, we'll get some chickens in the backyard for our eggs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyways.
I will say this, the packaging on foods, like, why is everything in plastic? I know it's cheap, but, like, literally, what, we know plastic is not good for us. Why is everything in plastic?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. No, and have y'all noticed water bottles? You know, they've definitely evolved in terms of the amount of plastic that's used. Like, now it's, like, so thin. Like, and it's, like, very crackly.
The Publix, oops, sorry, I don't know if I can say that, but, like, there's a store in the region. Their color is green, and the water bottles are very, very thin.
Yes. But it's just the observations that we notice. But I think that if I were to be more intentional with this, especially with the minimal packaging, I'd probably go to the reusable Ziploc bags that are like the silicone or whatever they're made of, versus constantly using the disposable one. So I've been trying to find alternatives with Ziploc bags, and we use so many paper towels. I don't know if it's because I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I've seen, like, the reusable paper towels, and then I have some of, like, my green mom folks that use a lot of, like, microfiber cloths, and then they just wash them.
You should look into shop towels, like the blue shop towels that you use in the garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually are, it's like a dollar a roll almost, but they're more heavy duty.
Really?
And so okay. I don't think people really use them because you don't think of them as like paper towels, but I keep those on hand. So like if the cat throws up, you just like clean it up with that.
Yeah.
Also, this sounds really gross, but after I like use a paper towel and I've like wiped my hands on, after I've washed my hands, I'll just like leave it on the counter.
Yeah.
Like I know that sounds weird, but I'll like let it sit there because if I know I'm going to wash my hands again, why can't I just wipe it off on that same paper towel, you know?
And if you used a good hand washing practices, it shouldn't be dirty.
It shouldn't be dirty. That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, moving on, I just kind of, you know, we don't have to go through all of these, but just to kind of give a rundown, you know, some of the recommendations are, hey, go see a registered dietitian nutritionist. Like, find out what that is. You know, during National Nutrition Month, that might be the first time someone's ever heard that title before. They might have only gotten nutrition information from, like, an influencer on TikTok and not a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
And then also staying nourished and saving money. So, you know, trying to get people to be intentional with shopping sales, using coupons, you know, planning ahead. So that you can kind of bulk purchase and do all the things, eat a variety of foods from all food groups, just like Dalton was talking about. You know, having as many colors as possible. And then also just being intentional with making tasty foods at home. So instead of having this mindset of, oh, I'm going to stop eating out as much, maybe it's a goal of, I want to start cooking at home more. And you have a more positive mindset to what that looks like for you.
Or make it like an experience. Like I have a coworker and we're like, I love Asian food. And we're talking about like, she mentioned if you go get like sushi at Publix, how expensive it is. And you're like, literally, why am I paying this much for sushi? And I was like, just make it yourself. And she goes, really? And I was like, it's so much cheaper. Make it yourself. Or do like a rice bowl yourself. I think when you're kind of empowered to know that you can actually make those things yourself, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
I started doing that with margaritas instead of going and getting a whole whole pitcher at the restaurant. I was like, you know, I can go buy all this stuff myself. And for $20, that'll give me like 5 margaritas.
Yeah. And probably it's a lot better if you're making it yourself, you know?
Yes.
So.
We have like all the tips right now. Yeah. But no, I think, you know, in terms of National Nutrition Month, as a college student, you know, we always try to think of ways to put this new nutrition information out there that's going to be relevant to them. So one thing I will say about that is that I have Dalton and our other students working with me on how can we get some of these tips for National Nutrition Month into the eyes and ears of our college students. So thinking about social media, I'm relying on them to do the fun reels and the recipe videos because I don't know if they want to be seeing me with my gray hair, you know, talking about all the things. You know, we got to find the trending audio and all that stuff. But I don't know. I geek out this month because, you know, it's about my profession.
Yes.
And so, and all the things. But anyways, I think it is time for another break. Dalton, you've been fabulous with us. We want to keep you on for one last segment. Mm-hmm. So if you're okay with that, we're going to take a break. Guys, you're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Shannon Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied and yet another great show. And can we just mention that spring break is coming up?
Yes.
And I am so ready for that because I have a lot of yard work I got to do.
No, I was going to ask what you have plans for. My plans are home-based as well.
Oh, I am Jason's building a shed. I'm like outside on the flower beds. It's happening, people.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Dalton, I doubt your spring break is going to be as awesome as ours, but what are you doing spring break?
So what thing I'm doing is about that job that I have. They're actually paying for me to come visit. So this will be my first time going up to Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'll be doing that half the week and then going to see my mom for the other half of the week.
Very cool.
Now I have to rewind back to our first segment and something you said. So you said you're not for real from Athens, Alabama. So where are you for real from?
It's more of like a Limestone County, closer to like a Harvest type area.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I went to high school in Ardmore, which is how I always describe that to people is it's so close to the state line that the main street of Ardmore, one side is Alabama and you're passing somebody in Tennessee. So it's all the way up there. So then I moved to Athens like at the end of high school and after I graduated. So that's why I claim Athens.
Yeah.
But when I run into people that are actually from Athens and they start asking stuff, I'm like, okay,
you're
let's
like,
slow down.
Wait. Like, let me just clarify things.
Hold on a second. I love Athens because it's like there's just so much land up there. Mm-hmm. It's not like Huntsville, where like Huntsville has so much going on, which is great. But like, if you want to live, like build a house, you need to build in Athens, because then you can drive into Huntsville and you got all that space. But that's just my two cents.
And you've got the Buc-ee's. We've talked about that. And my husband even said, do you need anything from the Athens Buc-ee's? Because I've got to go up there for work several times this week. Yeah. And it's more accessible than the other Buc-ee's in the state. He explained to me how or why, and I was like, okay, cool. But yes, so we're all, I think, Buc-ee's lovers
love
at this table. So.
I do. It's fun. It's great.
I went one time, and I felt like I was in one of those Christmas movies where people are trying to get gifts at the last moment. Everywhere I look, there's like four people coming this way and five people here, and I can't move forward. I can't move to my right.
Yes.
So there's just people rushing around everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Disney World, almost worse.
Yeah. Like Disney World NASCAR combo of like.
Yeah. The people watching is pretty great at Buc-ee's, I will say.
Yes, it is. So, Dalton, we have a like a little tradition of asking our guests like a random question at the end, and we were trying to remember what we asked Charles, our guest, last week. So I think we had asked him if he had any goals for 2023, so like into New Year's resolutions. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't. I don't typically make goals from year to year. I just keep my goals going, I guess. And I think it might kind of go back to that thing I was saying about my philosophy on working out. I just do things that I enjoy, so I'm not like setting any hard barriers, setting any hard things in stone. If I have to do this, I have to do it like that. Like, I have places obviously I want to work towards, but I'm not going to set anything up that's going to become rigid in my mind. Everything's fluid. Everything can change.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, here's our other question. Because we've asked this last semester, but I feel like if we haven't had a guest on that hasn't had this question, we should just ask it. What gets you hyped? Like, it can be, like, before you go to, like, I don't know, out somewhere, before you, like, you
do
know,
a big presentation.
Do a big presentation or whatever.
It could be, like, a song. It could be, like, a movie. It could be just, I don't know, something.
So, I know this is about to sound really dorky, but I've started getting into classical music a little bit. So, have you guys ever seen Interstellar?
Yes.
So, it started with hearing the music from that, from like Hans Zimmer, and just hearing
Hans
his
Zimmer's
name
awesome.
All
yes.
the time. So, I was like, there's got to be some other people like
Pirates
this
of the Caribbean.
That are awesome.
Hello, I'm pretty sure that's Hans Zimmer.
Yes.
And then there's one that... It's this one, I think it's called Lux Aeterna or something. Apparently it's from Requiem for a Dream. I don't know the movie. Apparently that's a big movie. But that song, like, if I really need to get going, I just put that on. And I, like I said, I know it's dorky, that it's classical, but like, it really gets me going.
I think Requiem for a Dream does have some pretty good, intense music. That movie is... It is out there and super weird, so I'm not endorsing it anyway on the radio. But yes, soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah.
Interstellar soundtrack is amazing. Yeah, so I like that.
That's cool. So that like gets you like, instead of listening like metal, you're just like, classical!
Yeah, my girlfriend hates sharing AirPods with me when we work out.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's actually...
So you work out to that kind of music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I don't need anything to like... get me going for real. I'm just enjoying myself, just enjoying the moment.
Okay.
Just need to hear cool
Very
noises.
Very cool. Okay. Very cool.
Well, Whitney's giving me like the wrap up fingers, but I have a question. Do you know, Whitney, what kind of music does Jason listen to when he's working out? Just like
Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
Five Finger Death Punch. But I will say, like, I mean, I'm just like the real intense music when he's working out.
Yeah.
And like Disturbed and like that kind of stuff. But he is a Tupac at heart fan because he, like, growing up, that was when, like, he was Tupac all the way, Bone Thugs and Harmony, like, all that. I mean, he's just, and he also kind of likes little BTS because
of
that.
Sure. Okay. Okay. I just had to ask because I was thinking, I was like, oh, what is
But working out, Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay. Yeah. My husband can appreciate some Tupac, but honestly, if you were to probably get his earbuds, it would be Christian worship music.
He's
lifting weights.
Bless
him. So, love that about him. But okay, y'all, we're going to stop the show now. We hope you have a fabulous week. You have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.